Hello, welcome to the Monday, August 3rd, 2015 edition of the Sand Center and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Boston, Massachusetts. If you're going to our podcast page today or the show notes, you may see a small change. We do have a sponsor now for this podcast, ThreatStop. I've been working with ThreatStop for a few years now. They have been very supportive of DShield and Internet Storm Center in general, so really excited about having them as a sponsor for this podcast. With that, let's take a quick look at what we got in diaries. Russell over the weekend wrote a little bit a diary about security policy. A couple of good points here. I think I would add that, first of all, a security policy is really only as good as your enforcement mechanism. There should be something that automatically detects violations of security policy. And secondly, be very careful with exceptions to the security policy. A security policy that, for example, does not apply to executives really loses a lot of its credibility to the rest of the company. And Microsoft last week started rolling out Windows 10. Now, the way this kind of works is that over the last couple of months, Microsoft started rolling out a little update application that you can use to register for your free Windows 10 update. And then in order to sort of manage the number of downloads, users will essentially get an invitation to install Windows 10. Apparently, some users are not willing to wait, and ransomware is filling the gap by sending emails with fake links for Windows 10 updates. Users falling for the update will install CPT Locker, which is, well, yet another sort of crypto lockerish kind of ransomware variant. And usernames and passwords for some users of Bitdefender were made public, apparently after a vulnerability in an Amazon cloud server that was used by Bitdefender was used to steal that data. Not really clear yet where the data exactly comes from. The perpetrator who stole the data claims that it was stored in the clear by Bitdefender. Of course, data like this could also come from phishing attacks and the like. Bitdefender states that the attack affected one particular server of theirs. The server itself was apparently not compromised, but some user data was leaked. And remember, a couple months ago, there was a big news item about vulnerable truck infusion pumps. Those were these truck infusion pumps that had telnet servers running without any kind of credentials. The FDA now advises hospitals to no longer use these pumps and to replace them. Now, in this advisory, there's one interesting note that specifically warns to disconnect these systems from the network. You have to be careful with that. Apparently, there are drug libraries that are sort of used to regulate how these drugs are dispensed. And if you disconnect the system from the network, then you have to make sure that these libraries are being updated manually. The exact wording used in advisory is that the FDA strongly encourages that healthcare facilities transition to alternative infusion systems and discontinue use of these pumps. There is no mention of a patch, and I believe Hospira, the company that makes these pumps, has not issued a patch for these systems. And another little flashback, again, a couple months ago, I think it was, Apple computers made the news because after they wake up from hibernate, they do not write protect the EFI BIOS. Well, it turns out that Apple wasn't alone here. Some Dell systems have a very similar problem. No real big surprise here because these basic components are probably very similar between these different systems. Dell uses the same kind of CPUs, also uses EFI firmware in a lot of their systems, so probably just used the same code here that Apple used for its EFI firmware. A firmware update is available, and in the show notes I'll add a link to cert.org, which does contain an authoritative list of vulnerable systems. Well, and that's it for today. Remember, I'm in Boston and will give an evening talk Wednesday evening. It's free to attend. I just need to know how many people will show up and their names. So send me an email if you would like to attend. Thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.